Today I thought we would talk about one of the issues that I really wish we did not need to talk about, especially in the 21st century. Why are we even having such problems? I want to talk about how we can deal with Islamophobia, especially as youth. It's especially ironic that we are still dealing with this issue, especially because there is so much awareness going on in the world and people are fighting for equal rights, rights of animals, rights of plants and natures and trees, rights of homosexuals. And yet there are people in the world that are being persecuted and harassed and hurt because of their belief and their faith in the one God. I'm still having so much trouble wrapping my brain around this tragic phenomenon, but in any case, we need to discuss it. We need to raise more awareness toward this topic. We could retaliate, we could fight fire with fire, but that would just burn the world down. Looking back in history, there was not a single instance where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam countered anyone's violence and harassment and act of hate with hate. He always returned their hate with love, with understanding, with compassion, with forgiveness, with the thought that they don't know any better, and if they did, they wouldn't do what they are doing, you know? And as the followers and lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's the first mindset that we have to have. There is a difference between that and defending ourselves. Naturally, it's like saying, well, why don't the people of Palestine, you know, practice kindness and compassion toward their occupiers? No, that doesn't work that way. When we are in an instant where we are in a situation that we are the minority living in among a group of people who don't have the same beliefs as we do, and because of their misconceptions and misunderstandings, because of negative propaganda and toxic narratives from the media, they feel like they should be afraid of us. It's very important for us to prove them otherwise. We can do that only by understanding the real essence of Islam, the real peace that the word Islam has its roots in. And being Muslims that really practice the sunnah, the seerah, the tradition, and the mannerism of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though, as I mentioned before, I'm still perplexed as to why we have to be dealing with such a heinous issue in today's time and age, surprisingly enough, it's not a new phenomenon at all. I think one of the first people who faced Islamophobia was probably Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, or Nabi Ibrahim, when he said to his people, look, I can't worship what you're worshiping. I worship the one true God. And everyone lost their minds and thought Ibrahim is going to misguide them. He's insulting their idols, and he is corrupted man, and he has to be destroyed. And then after that, Nabi Musa, and then after that, Nabi Isa, and then after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they all faced Islamophobia in some shape, form, or manner. But when we look at how they dealt with it, Nabi Ibrahim, whose life was threatened, and he was literally catapulted into a mountain of fire because they feared his beliefs, his faith, his religion, what did he do? He practiced patience. And at the end of the day, I truly believe that is perhaps the only solution we have right now, is to be patient in the face of such calamities and tests. A lot of us who face Islamophobia, especially in Western countries, are second generation, third generation immigrants. Perhaps for us, it's not really possible to go back to our homeland and start our lives from scratch. And sometimes the sad truth is that there is no homeland left for us to return to. And no matter where we go to in this world, we're going to face some sort of conflict and discrimination and hostility, whether it's in the rubbles of what remains of home or in this new country that our parents have chosen to be our home. So what we can do as Muslim youth in order to counter Islamophobia and retaliate and respond to it in the best manner which is expected of us. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. In situations where it is possible and self-defense is not critical and necessary, we can promote kindness and understanding. If we have a nuisance neighbor who's constantly up in our grill and annoying us because we're Muslim, try to show them the true face and essence of Islam. Try to really prove to them through our behavior that Islam is a religion of kindness and peace. Islam teaches us to love our neighbors and attend to them and be compassionate toward them. Take them some food, take them gifts on Christmas or Eid. If you are living in a community where a lot of misunderstanding is circulating regarding Islam, and there's a lot of misconception and propaganda being spread against it, make sure to create a better understanding for people and clarify for them what Islam really is, and open room for love and affection and common ground. Reach out to them the same way you wish to be reached out to and approached, with amiability and kindness and understanding. Another point I feel we need to consider in order to survive this horrific Islamophobia current is to create stronger communities for ourselves. Unfortunately, as Muslims, we're not unified as much as we should be. And that is one of the reasons why the opposing forces can very easily harm and damage us. It's important for us to raise our children in little Islamic societies where they have a center, where they have a Muslim group of friends, where they have fun Islamic entertainments and, you know, social gatherings that they can engage in. They feel confident and safe with their Islamic identity, where they don't have to constantly prove themselves and justify their beliefs and their practices, and also a place where they can gain productive and useful knowledge regarding why it is that they are Muslims, why it is that they're doing what they're doing, and what Islam is all about, in order to fortify their belief and make them stronger generations for the future who can hopefully tackle this whole Islamophobia issue better and create better understanding for people outside of Islam and their community. Make sure to share with us any experiences if you, God forbid, have had with Islamophobia, how you've dealt with it, what thoughts and suggestions you have regarding this matter, and I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty, wherever you are.